we want more than to pass on to our children more than we had, better knowledge than we had, make them better prepared than we were. And one of the areas that we find many people feel insecure about or just uncertain about is how to teach stewardship, how to handle their money, how to manage it. And so I'm very excited to have chatting with me today, Linda Carlson with Evangelical Christian Credit Union, who's going to help us learn how we can start very young with our children, teaching them really biblical, solid financial principles, and then how really that can transform your whole family. So Linda, thank you so much for joining us. Would you tell us just a little bit about where you are, kind of what your background is, and really why you have such a passion to minister to homeschool families like this?
Oh, Leslie, thank you so much. It is such a privilege, and thank you for allowing me to speak from my heart. What got me started in the first place actually with banking is my parents came to this country over 50, almost 60 years ago. And the generation that they came from, we didn't talk about money. And so if they didn't talk about money, what chance did I have, or what lessons did I learn to be able to teach my kids about money? And so I've always been in the banking industry for 30 plus years. And I was allowed to open up accounts for my children. But even being able to do that, we still learned the hard way. We still got NSF fees, overdraft fees. I was just trying to monitor it as much as I could. And I thought, you know, what chance did my kids have, or what chance do parents have today? Historically, we aren't taught about money. And so when we reached out and we wanted to know how it is that we could help the homeschool community, the one thing that came back was, how and when do I teach my kids about money? And so our team here, as you know, we're all parents, and we all got together and we thought, what if we developed a program that would be able to teach our children the way God expected us to teach our kids, because that was our responsibility. These children were entrusted to us to be able to raise them as good stewards. And so what could we put in place to continually protect them and come alongside them and actually teach them about money, so that by the time they went out by themselves, by the time that they're 18 years old, they knew exactly how to do it, and it would prevent them from probably some of those paths that we took as early adults and going through the school of hard knocks. As a parent, you always want to be able to protect your kids. And that was one of the reasons why I'm super passionate about it. It's because I'm that parent. The people that were on this team here, they're all parents. And that was the reason why we came up with this particular program.
I think you really hit on something there when you said that the generation that came over with your parents, they really didn't talk about money. And honestly, my parents did a great job of modeling for me tithing and the big picture important things. We talked about debt. We talked about some things, but it was much more academic than practical. And so I feel like I probably started out with a much better foundation than many. And yet still, when you're doing it, when you're actually touching money yourself, it's a whole different ballgame. So I was wondering if you have any ideas, any tips, any, you know, great solutions that we can start early with our children, and just different ideas for teaching them practically to manage their money within our own homes.
Right. I'm so glad that you asked about that. So we actually have the privilege of meeting hundreds of homeschool families over the Teach Them Diligently conferences over the past few months. And the question that came up was, where do we start? And actually, you can't give it away, you can't save it, and you can't spend it until you actually earn it. So it actually starts there. And when people came up to us and asked us, okay, but my child's 3 years old, how do you begin to teach a child to work or earn money at 3 years old? And absolutely, at a very young age, you can give that child a squirt water bottle, a washcloth, and give him 8 feet of baseboards, and just show them how by doing that, and you would set the dollar amount or the value on that. It could be a nickel, it could be a dime, it could be a quarter, for every 8 feet that they do. And so I think one of the things is identifying around the house, what are the jobs that my children can do from a very young age, they're age appropriate. As they get older, they could do more things, you know, when the kids are older, things that are difficult for me to do. It's like scrub down my cabinets, or I have wood shutters, you know, how to go through there with a washcloth to be able to do that. It teaches them a couple of different things. One, those are life skills. You're going to be able to need to know how to do them. But second of all, those are things that we could pay our children to do. A lot of the comments that we had coming back from our conferences was, I'm not going to pay my kid to live in our household. But when you think about a child that wants to purchase something, eventually you're going to have to pay for it. So as a parent, we're expected to supply our kids with, you know, a roof over their heads or clothing or certain things. So why not allow your child to be able to work for those certain things? You're going to have to pay for it anyways. But it's going to instill in them that I'm going to do a job just like mom and dad does. It's just trying to figure a way to be able to track what it is I'm going to do, how I'm going to pay you to do that, going into, okay, so this is how mom and dad get paid, and this is where I'm going to put it. And then starting from there, the very first thing that we do, as we know, starting at a very young age, if I get paid, the first of my fruits is going to be giving back. Then I want to be able to pay myself. So it doesn't matter if you follow the Crown Financial or the Dave Ramsey philosophy. What you pay your back is anywhere from 40 to, I think, 50 or 60%. And they're going to put that aside. And then what I have to be able to spend now is whatever they want to spend it for. So, and at that point, you're going to work with our child and say, okay, so you've got this money that's left in your spending account. What is it we're saving up for? And how can I help you get to that goal? And that's the philosophy of, where do I start? Children need to know from the very beginning, God intended us to work. And so there is no child that's too young that we want to be able to instill that behavior in.
Yeah, one of the things that we learned by making our children earn money, and we did everything from even rewarding them as they were saving up money for Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. We had jars that said reading makes sense. And so for every page that they read and completed, mm-hmm. they got a little bit of money. But they were socking away for going out and going Christmas right. shopping for their siblings and stuff. But one of the things that you'll find as our children have earned their own money, is money means a lot more in that mm-hmm. case. You know, when it's just mom and daddy's money, there's no end to it in their right. minds. We know right. better. But it really doesn't have any intrinsic value. Whereas right. if it's theirs, if it's something that they've worked for, they're starting to get a picture of, I go through this if I'm not careful. And so it's really great to start them on a small scale, letting them see the end of their money sometimes, but also the joy that comes from being able to do stuff with your own money and having the freedom to do that. And so those are just a couple of things that practically our family has experienced through allowing our children to earn money through chores, through reading, through, you know, a lot of times we give them extra odd jobs to earn additional money. But it makes money seem very different
right.
to them. Now, you mentioned, kind of alluded to people who hold to Dave Ramsey's ideas or Crown Financial's ideas. And, you know, I know that you guys have just started a new account that I was so excited to hear about when we were out there last year. And I want you to tell a little bit about your Start Young program. But I really want to make sure that you get out there all of the safeguards for our children, because that's what I didn't even realize they were exposed on until you mentioned it. And right. the power of those safeguards is so exciting to me. So tell us a little bit about that, and really how that would fit into kind of a Dave Ramsey philosophy, a Crown Financial philosophy, because I know that you guys really appreciate the work that those guys are doing as well.
Absolutely. And actually, we kept them in mind when we developed this program, and we are actually just the tools. So it doesn't matter which financial program that one wants to begin with their family. These are actually the tools that support those financial programs. So the Start Young program, when you think about a spending account, so it's not a checking account, it's a spending account. It doesn't come with checks, but it allows the kids to be able to put money aside. So when you've got like your three-jar system. This could be like an electronic three-jar system. And what we're trying to do at a very young age is teach children today, you know, how it is that mom and dad spend their money. As we are out there and as we look, we would ask kids, you know, how is it that mom and dad, you know, pay for gasoline or buy lunch? And 99% of the time, the kids would respond, oh, mom and dad have this little card, you know, but they don't know how it is that money gets into that card or how you spend money with this card. And so the idea behind our Start Young program was to be able to design a product so that parents can come alongside, and you know your children better than we do. We might have a standard limit, but you will customize that limit to each one of your children. So if you have one that's starting at a very young age and has no experience with money, they might start with a savings account and sooner or later graduate into starting a spending account. You might have an older child that's in elementary school that's actually saving and spending. And so they're at an age where it's like, okay, great. I've saved up this much money. Can you take me down to the local Walmart? And I want to be able to purchase something. So your child's going to learn at a very young age that they're going to see how money gets paid into their accounts electronically. Earlier we talked about them doing jobs. And earlier we talked about, okay, so when our children do jobs and we pay them, so pick a payday like a Friday, and you tally up everything that they do, and it's like, okay, so today you've earned $10.50 for this entire week. Again, going back to the deep principles of we want to give first, we want to be able to pay ourselves, and then what's left in our spending account. We mentioned earlier that in our spending account, we want to save up and we want to purchase this item. So now I take you to the local Walmart, and it's $10 in maybe tax, okay? If we use the cash philosophy, or if it's mom, can you pay for that and I'll pay you back, we would only get $10. And then we would have to take money out of my cash jar and then give it to mom, and then now mom's going to deal with that. If we use their own spending card, they're going to know this is how much money I have in my account, because you're going to be able to check that digitally just like you and I would. We're going to take them shopping. They're going to purchase. You're going to go out through the check stand with your child. You're going to separate their transaction from your transaction. They're going to be able to, you're going to pull out, depending on the age of the child, you're going to pull out their own spending card. Depending on their age, they might even have their own name embossed on that debit card. The child is going to learn, okay, now I'm going to put it in this little machine. I'm going to teach them how to protect that PIN number, enter the PIN number. I'm going to get a receipt for that transaction. And then whether I want to do it on my mobile phone, whether I want to go back home, we're going to go back online and we're going to show. See how it is that when you get paid, money goes in your account electronically. See how this receipt, we purchased this item, see how money goes out electronically. So at a very young age, children are going to learn what a spending account is, what a savings account is, and even their giving account. So the whole idea is, as a parent, I said earlier, you know your child better than we do. So you might sit there and say, okay, I trust my child to spend $5 a day. So is that two transactions a day, three transactions? You'll be able to set how much they're going to spend in one day and how many times they get to swipe that card in one day. So imagine if you set your child up for $10 a day, and if they were to lose their card, they wouldn't lose more than $10 because it's got a hard stop. So it absolutely has all the parental control that you get to design, customize to each one of your children, because you know your children better than we do. And that way, they will never overdraw their account. They'll never get that NSF fee. And they'll learn at a very young age so that when they turn 18 and all those parental controls are gone, they'll understand that, okay, this is my account, and I don't ever spend more money than I have. And I also will also learn at a very young age that I give back and I pay myself.
Yeah, that's great. I want you to explain a little bit more about the NSF fee and the dangers of accruing those. When we were at your office, you all mentioned the fact that a lot of times teenagers will overdraw an account, or mm-hmm. they will close an account and something else will hit it, and that will follow them, and what that does to their credit long term and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. That was something that I had never known. And right. So I just want to make sure that the moms and dads out there understand mm-hmm. the danger in that and what we all need to be looking out for on our children's behalf as they are cutting their teeth financially.
Right. Good question. So I come from one of those big banks, and one of the branches that I manage was right across the street from a university. And kids opening up their very first account would come over, and they would open up thinking, okay, this is my very first account. Most retail banks, unless you what they call opt out, if you opt out, the card will stop working if there's not enough funds in the account. If you don't opt out, as parents, we all know that sometimes if you use that card and if you're not watching it closely or something's still pending, a charge may go through. And so a child, if they're not watching their account, or if we haven't taught them that, what ends up happening is they'll make a few charges and something that was pending hasn't cleared yet. So it's allowed them to use the money. And by the end of the day, they might have incurred 3 or 4 NSF fees. So depending on the bank, that's anywhere from $35 to $38 a pop. Some banks actually have a limit where they cap it at 3. That's still over $100. Now, mind you, you have your 18-year-old. I'm in college. I'm so proud of my bank account. I've used it a few times. There isn't enough money. And so now it went from being in a positive balance to a negative balance of $100, a couple hundred dollars. I guarantee you they're not going to call mom and dad and say, I made a mistake. Can you help me cover it? They don't come to the bank. And so what ends up happening is I know how to open an account because I just did it. I'm going to walk across the street. I'm going to open up that second account. The first bank will attempt to call the child and say, okay, your account's overdrawn. We need to make it positive. Try to work with us. But again, the kids don't realize that they try to work with you, but they'll make one attempt. So it's easier for the bank to charge off this overdrawn account to what they call as check systems. Check systems is a form of collection agency. They'll, again, try to collect from the child, but the child's like out of sight, out of mind. So what ends up happening is now we're at bank number two. Bank number one has charged off this dollar amount. If something happens at bank number two and they try to go to bank number three, it's already in the system that you owe in bank number one. You might now owe in bank number two. And in bank number three, you're not going to be able to open up an account. I'm 18 or 19 years old. So it stays on a child's record 7 years after it's been paid off. So that depends on when I paid it off at bank number one and when I have at bank number two. How is a child that's going into the workforce going to be able to negotiate their paychecks? They might be able to go to a community store or one of those paycheck places. They will charge 3 to 10% of the value of your check. So again, we're trying to figure out at a very young age, teaching our kids, you need to monitor what's in the account. You need to make sure that the card isn't going to work if there's no money in it. And that's how we've designed this Start Young program. With parents in mind, you come alongside your child, you will decide how much it is that your child's going to be able to spend. As your child grows and matures and you see that they get the grasp of what it is, then you're going to go in there and you're going to adjust those changes and you're going to increase those rates or those amounts that so that the child's going to learn, okay, it used to be $5, now it's $10. It's going to go from $10, it's going to go to $20. And so that by the time the child's 15 or 16 years old and they're out there earning their own money, you're going to be able to, in the beginning, you're going to do a lot of that banking for your child and your child's going to watch you. As your child gets older, you and your child are going to be side by side. And then by the time before they're 18, by the time they're 15 to 18, you're going to be able to let go of your child a little bit. And you're going to be able to stand aside and you're going to be so proud to know that everything that you've taught them from a very young age, they're going to be able to now start doing so that by the time they're 18, they will definitely have a respect for a bank account. And no, and things happen, absolutely. But we're always going to be there to help them out. We're going to help them understand that when those things happen, you do go to the bank and you say, I messed up. Something happened with my card. And again, I'm over 18. We don't have those safeguards in place for us, and we do pay those fees. But we want to be able to protect our children alongside with the parents.
All right. So as mom and dad, all of us are wanting to prepare our children to launch out into the world, to be productive adults, to be ready to handle whatever comes at them, and to have a good understanding of the way that the world works around them. This way of teaching our children to manage money, I think, is truly giving them a great start on being ready to launch out and be financially stable in the future. So Linda, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. We will link we'll give some additional resources in the links below this video. So we make sure that, I've got some different charts and stuff that I use personally. If you have anything that you can share, we'll put it with you. But thank you so much for joining us.
Leslie, thank you so much.
All right, so we will see you guys next week. Do be sure that you check those links below and check out the Start Young program at ECCU, because I think you will find it invaluable.
If you enjoyed this video, you've got to check out Teach Them Diligently 365. Every week, there are even more thorough videos and chats about things that are interesting to you year-round.